Let me welcome you once again to our Everyday English program. We've said in a previous program that in all languages, there are regular ways of expressing agreement in conversation. A may express his agreement with B in a conversation in English by merely saying,
"Yes, I agree with you."
In certain other situations, the agreement takes a subtler form. A may simply imply, "Not only do I agree with you, but I actually feel the same way as you do," or "I am in a state similar to what you are in." Now here's an example of what I mean. Just listen.
Did you go to listen to the science lecture?
Yes, I did, but I was late.
So was I.
Listen again.
Did you go to listen to the science lecture?
Yes, I did, but I was late.
So was I.
Kofi did go to listen to the lecture, but he was late. Adjo also was late. But Adjo and Kofi are in the same situation. Namely, they were both late.
So was I.
So was I. Adjo implies thereby,
I was late too.
She could have said this. Or possibly,
I am like you.
But she chooses a more idiomatic expression.
So was I.
So was I. Notice what is happening. The word so, which was not part of Kofi's sentence, features in this construction and introduces the sentence. Then comes the appropriate form of the auxiliary verb be, which echoes Kofi's expression. And then the pronoun I, which refers to the speaker.
So was I.
Did you go to listen to the science lecture?
Yes, I did. But I was late.
So was I.
And this means?
I was late too.
And observe that the adjective late is dropped. Let's listen to a few more examples.
I am hungry.
So am I.
This construction always begins with the word so. It is followed by an auxiliary verb which echoes an earlier auxiliary verb. And thirdly, I is the subject of the sentence, but it does not occur first. Another important observation that needs stressing is that the expression
so am I
is in response to a positive sentence.
I am hungry.
Positive sentence.
So am I.
We have noted that the auxiliary verb in the so sentence echoes the auxiliary in an earlier sentence. But suppose the earlier sentence contains no auxiliary. What then should be the auxiliary in the so sentence? Now just listen to each of the following remarks, none of which contains an auxiliary verb.
I think he's lazy.
I advised him to take an insurance.
In neither sentence is there an auxiliary verb. In such a situation, what does one do if one would like to associate oneself with the sentiment expressed? The answer is, use the appropriate form of the auxiliary verb do. For example,
I think he's lazy.
So do I.
So do I. That is, I associate myself with your sentiment. I think the same.
I advised him to take an insurance.
So did I.
That is, I did the same. Now, the so construction is used in reaction to a sentiment expressed in positive sentences. But with what construction does one react to a sentiment expressed in a negative sentence?
You mean?
I don't think he's a fool.
I'm not hungry at the moment.
Both sentences are negative. The appropriate construction is simple. Simply substitute neither for so. That's all. For example,
I don't think he's a fool.
Neither do I.
Neither do I. The neither construction is negative, and it substitutes for so. in reaction to a sentiment expressed in the negative.
I'm not hungry at the moment.
Neither am I.
Neither am I. Neither looks back to the negative not. Now, here's a short dialogue which illustrates the so and neither constructions.
You haven't had time to think further about our proposal?
You mean our plan to meet with the FO?
Yes.
I'm afraid I haven't, but I don't think we should drop the idea.
Neither do I. It is crucial. I feared you were beginning to weaken in your resolve.
Me? By no means. The money is mine. The FO should know this, and I'm determined to let him understand that it is my legitimate due. I am going to assert this.
So am I, although I sometimes wonder whether 200,000 CDs is really worth all this bother.
Do you mean you want to chicken out at this stage?
Oh no, I think I should stand by my principles.
So do I. We have had enough time to plan this confrontation, and we should strike while our resolve is strongest, I think.
So do I. If we don't now, he's going to see this as an opportunity to crush us one after the other.
Today it is 200,000, next month it will be 4. I don't think we should allow this.
Neither do I. I only hope we have the backing of the rest.
So do I, and so does Jackie. She gets incensed each time the subject is mentioned. She feels strongly about it.
So does Menu, I must say.
So should everyone who claims to be courageous.
Now let's listen to the dialogue once more.
You haven't had time to think further about our proposal?
You mean our plan to meet with the FO?
Yes.
I'm afraid I haven't, but I don't think we should drop the idea.
Neither do I. It is crucial. I feared you were beginning to weaken in your resolve.
Me? By no means. The money is mine. The FO should know this, and I'm determined to let him understand that it is my legitimate due. I'm going to assert this.
So am I, although I sometimes wonder whether 200,000 CDs is really worth all this bother.
Do you mean you want to chicken out at this stage?
Oh no, I think I should stand by my principles.
So do I. We have had enough time to plan this confrontation, and we should strike while our resolve is strongest, I think.
So do I. If we don't now, he is going to see this as an opportunity to crush us one after the other.
Today it is 200,000. Next month it will be 4. I don't think we should allow this.
Neither do I. I only hope we have the backing of the rest.
So do I, and so does Jackie. She gets incensed each time the subject is mentioned. She feels strongly about it.
So does Menu, I must say.
So should everyone who claims to be courageous.
Thank you. And our listeners, we thank you for your attention. Have a good day. It's goodbye from us.